Chapter 5. The Windmill. In November and December, Molly became more difficult. She was often late for work, and she did very little. One day, Clover talked to her. "Molly," she said, "this morning I saw you in a field near Foxwood Farm. There was a man in the next field, and he was talking to you. And I think he touched you on the nose."
"It's not true," said Molly.
Clover went into the barn, to the place where Molly slept. She found some pieces of sugar and some red, blue and yellow ribbons. 3 days later, Molly left the farm. Nobody saw her go, but the next day, the pigeons saw her on a farm on the other side of the village. She was wearing red ribbons and pulling a trap. She looked very happy. The animals never talked about her again. In January, it was very cold. There was not a lot of work to do on the farm, and the pigs were busy getting ready for the next year. There were a lot of meetings in the barn. Again, all the ideas came from the pigs, but all the animals voted. The problem was that Snowball and Napoleon did not agree about anything. If Snowball wanted to grow corn in one field, Napoleon wanted to grow potatoes. If Napoleon wanted to grow a lot of carrots, Snowball wanted more apple trees. Snowball was better at talking in the meetings, so Napoleon worked hard between meetings, talking to the animals in smaller groups. The sheep liked Napoleon, and he taught them to sing, "Four legs good, two legs bad." They shouted it in meetings if Snowball was speaking. The biggest battle between Napoleon and Snowball was about the windmill. Snowball wanted to build a windmill on a small hill near the farmhouse. It could make electricity for the farm and help animals with their work. They could be more comfortable too. Snowball had some of Mr. Jones's books, and he worked for hours on the plans for the windmill. The animals came to see the plans, and many of them liked them. But Napoleon did not want a windmill.
"If we work on a windmill," he said, "there will be no time to work in the fields."
"Yes," said Snowball. "A windmill is a lot of work, but we can build it in a year. After that, things will be easy. We'll work only 3 days a week."
"No," said Napoleon. "We need more food, not a windmill."
Half of the animals wanted to vote for Snowball and the windmill. Half wanted to vote for Napoleon and more food. Only Benjamin did not want to vote.
"Life will be difficult with or without a windmill," he said.
At last, Snowball's plans were ready, and there was a meeting to vote on the windmill. All the animals were in the barn, and Snowball stood up to talk. He spoke for a long time, and sometimes he had to shout because the sheep were making a lot of noise. He painted a picture of a wonderful farm where electricity did all the work and the animals' lives were easy. He was going to win the vote. Napoleon then stood up, looked at Snowball, and made a strange, loud noise.
9 enormous dogs ran into the barn and jumped at Snowball. Snowball turned quickly and ran out of the door. The dogs followed.
Snowball ran across the fields, the dogs behind him. They could not catch him, and he jumped over a gate into the next farm. No one saw him again. The animals watched, afraid.
"Where did the dogs come from?"
they said to each other. Someone had the answer. They were Jessie and Bluebell's puppies, but they were big dogs now. They came back into the barn and stayed near to Napoleon. Napoleon stood up. "The meetings on Sunday mornings will be different now," he said to the frightened animals. "The pigs will decide everything on the farm, and you will get your orders from us." The animals were not happy, but they did not say anything. Then four young pigs stood up and started to talk, but the dogs growled at them, and the young pigs sat down again. After the meeting, Squealer went around the farm to talk to the animals.
"I hope you understand that Napoleon is going to work very hard for you. It's not an easy job for him. He must decide everything and you must agree. If not, Mr. Jones will come back."
The animals did not want Mr. Jones back. 3 weeks later, Squealer talked to the animals again.
"We're going to build a windmill. This was Napoleon's idea. You thought that he didn't want it, but that's because he's very clever. Snowball was a dangerous animal, and we needed to see that."
Boxer did not understand, but he thought hard, and then he said, "Napoleon is always right."